It was another very, very close election, and it may well have been decided in New York City by the large Irish population of the city when Samuel Burchard, a Presbyterian minister, said at a Blaine rally in New York City, "We are Republicans and don't propose to leave our party," and remember, other Republicans had been leaving it, "to leave our party and identify ourselves with the party whose antecedents have been rum, Romanism, and rebellion." So in other words, Catholicism, alcoholic consumption. Remember, the Bourbon Democrats particularly were soft on issues like alcohol, where the Republican Party at this time had a very, very strong prohibitionist streak within it. And of course, rebellion going back to the Civil War. This was enough to tip the scales among the Irish population in New York. Blaine lost New York City by a few thousand lost New York State by a few thousand votes, and by doing so, lost the election. So you can see how a very, very small slip could perhaps throw the election one way or the other. And when you have these kind of knife-edge voting tallies, then, yeah, no surprise that that sort of thing could happen. So 1884, here's just the votes. You can see New York going to Cleveland. Almost all the counties in upstate New York voted for Blaine, but there was enough of a Cleveland vote here.